And here's a man who's been on his back with a bad carne for some 7 or 8 months. Medical science had almost given him up. But thanks to the good Lord and a fine doctor took a turn for the better, was up and about as if he'd never been sick a day in his life. So much so the doctor discharged him. Here he is at home in the bosom of his family, little dreaming that this day would ever come. It's time now for them to retire for the evening. And there they are resting quite comfortably, at peace with the world, no sleep in either of them. She happy to have him at home, he thrilled to be there. He's been away. Longingly he looks at her. Finally he says, "Honey," she said, "don't be crazy. You are a sick boy. Don't start up." He said, "What the hell is with you? I'm cured. You forgot your marriage vows?" "Marriage vows. You know, V-O-W-S, vows." She said, "I didn't forget nothing, but I don't want to have on my conscience that on account of me I got a relapse." He says, "What kind of relapse? I'm cured. The doctor discharged me." She says, "Then get a letter from the doctor." He went to the doctor, explained the situation. The doctor said, "I'd be happy to give you a letter." And the doctor wrote, "Dear Mrs. Levine, this will attest to the fact that your husband is completely cured, is no longer under my care, and has been discharged by me. He may partake in any affair of the heart that suits his fancy. And what's more, with the advent of new drugs within recent years, he's practically a 20-year-old. He read this and said, "Doctor, do me a favor. Cross out where it says Mrs. Levine and put into whom it may concern."